We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 71 degrees now at 7:30 here on this Tuesday morning. The House of Representatives expected to hold two members of President Trump's cabinet in contempt for failing to comply with congressional subpoenas.
Contempt citations for Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross will amount to mostly symbolism. A criminal contempt vote sends a referral to the Justice Department. U.S. attorneys are unlikely to prosecute the sitting attorney general. Still, it would be the second contempt vote for Barr. House Democrats are already taking him to court for testimony about the special counsel's Russia report. Today's vote is over Barr and Ross refusing to provide additional information about the administration's efforts to include a citizenship question on the census. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A man on a bicycle led Wichita police on a chase.
It happened early Sunday morning in the area of Pawnee and Seneca as officers were looking for a suspect in a domestic violence case. 23-year-old Derek Johnson fit the suspect description but rode off when they tried to stop him. Officers say Johnson then abruptly stopped, causing a patrol car to bump his bicycle from behind. Johnson suffered only minor injuries. While Johnson was not the suspect they were looking for, he was booked on multiple charges, including possession of meth. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The city of Wichita is launching a new internet tool to boost communication between citizens and City Hall. It's called AccessWichita.com. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
Just type in keywords and instantly it will look through the city archives and pull up, you know, several items, but it'll also replace the old reporting app. So if you want to report a pothole or tall grass and weeds, it's a more interactive tool for reporting issues.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A man who was permanently banished from Kansas as a condition of his plea deal in a criminal case is seeking to return to the state with the help of the American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas. The organization says the punishment harkens back to the vigilante justice of the Old West. A Montgomery County judge will hear oral arguments next month over the motion the ACLU filed last week, pushing for Bo Dana Rupert to be allowed to return to Kansas from Texas.
Republican lawmakers are calling for a federal investigation into tech companies' decision-making.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Missouri Senator Josh Hawley asking the Federal Trade Commission to investigate how Facebook, Twitter, and Google decide what content appears on their sites. The GOP lawmaker is writing a letter to the agency saying these platforms, quote, control the ads we see, the news we read, and the information we digest, and they actively censor some content and amplify other content based on algorithms and intentional decisions that are completely non-transparent. The FTC has yet to respond. An executive for Google set to testify before a Senate panel Tuesday on alleged censoring, which the company denies. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Researchers are improving screening methods for a devastating disease.
Scientists say they're finding success in a blood test to screen people for possible signs of Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. At Monday's Alzheimer's Association International Conference, officials say one test has seen an 88% accuracy rate for indicating Alzheimer's risk. Currently, patients must undergo costly brain scans or spinal fluid tests, which are impractical for regular checkups. About 50 million people around the world have dementia, with Alzheimer's the most common form of the disease. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear start to the day, it's going to be sunny and quickly heating up this afternoon. We will get to 96 for the high. Dry weather tonight, our low 77, and an excessive heat watch goes into effect on Wednesday and throughout the rest of the week. Tomorrow's high 199 on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we have a calm, no wind, partly cloudy sky, and 71 degrees, 7:34 now. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS on this Tuesday, July 16th. Warm, sunny day across south central Kansas Monday. High temperature in Wichita was 92 degrees, and the normal high for the date is 93, so pretty close to normal there. As you've been hearing in our forecast this morning, we're looking for warm weather starting this afternoon and going right for the next 3 or 4 days. So be prepared. Make sure you got plenty of sunscreen if you have to take your skin out there with you.
Well, it shouldn't be a surprise. It's July.
Yeah, it is July, so there you go. Kansas City Royals planning to extend the netting at Kauffman Stadium to better protect fans. The decision comes after a fan was hit by a ball Sunday during the Royals game against the Detroit Tigers.
So that caused him to make the decision?
Well, the club had commissioned a study on how to expand the netting before Sunday's incident. So apparently they hadn't got the results back, or they hadn't decided not to act until the motivation of somebody getting clocked. But said, okay, maybe we ought to go ahead and do this. We've been talking about that a couple times over the past few weeks, about fans' responsibility when they're in the stands. Do they have any responsibility? But, you know, the ball come rocking off that bat. It can get there in a hurry. There's no doubt about it. And not a lot of time to react sometimes. You know, Ted, when you were a kid, did you go to the ball game and take your ball glove with you?
I was not a ball glove type kid.
Okay.
My two younger brothers did.
So they might snag one.
I didn't care. I just felt it was, I have to lug this around for 3 hours. I'm not going to do that.
Well, use that ball.
I want my hands free for popcorn.
There you
hot
go.
Dogs.
Yeah, Ted, you've got.
I don't need the mitt.
You've got
clogging
your,
things.
Your
up.
Priorities there.
Plus, the chances of getting a ball are minuscule.
Yeah, sometimes you get one. I mean, we were up in Kansas City a couple 3 years ago with my grandkids, and we wound up with two. One was a foul ball, and the other one during batting practice.
Did you actually catch him, or did they run and get
they
them?
They ran and got him.
Well, see, that, well, also, no, no. What's the use of having him in?
Let me tell you real quick how it happened. First of all, and when batting practice concluded, Nolan and Luke, my grandsons, went down to the end of the stands there at the overhang and asked for a ball, and one of the guys just tossed one up to him, one of the players. And then later, a guy very close to us got a ball. He got it, you know, very close to us. And then he had a little kid with him, and we were eyeing the ball, and he says, "You guys want this?" And I said, "No, keep it for your child, and someday he'll want it." Nah, here you go.
Yeah.
So we wound up with two in one game, and so that doesn't happen very often. But, all right. Foul balls, and nobody got hit that day either. That was good. You heard Rush talking about Area 51, and there's something going on that's kind of interesting. Of course, this is a place where the – supposedly in New Mexico, where the UFO supposedly crashed years and years ago.
It's in Nevada.
I beg your pardon. Nevada. And what started out as a joke on social media has taken on a life of its own. Now TMZ reporting anyone who actually tries to enter Area 51 will be met with serious obstacles. Okay, this is not Roswell. This is a different area. Okay. The tabloid publication says they're told the right people are monitoring all this online chatter about a potential raid. Apparently, there people are gearing up to just raid the place. I don't know what they're looking for. Apparently, they're looking for evidence of UFO traffic or something. There's a natural dissuasion. The landscape isn't very forgiving and is home to such fears as scorpions and other dangerous animals. And aside from local authorities, there's also the fact that Area 51 is an active Air Force base.
Yeah, it's a government facility.
Yes, so they probably
so good
won't
luck
come
trying
out
to do that.
Probably won't come out in their little jeeps and say, "Would you like a tour of Area 51?" That's not going to happen. But anyway, there's a lot going on about this. Mostly, I think it's a big joke. But yeah, some people might be taking it seriously. Storming Area 51. Well, Ted, this is a big date in U.S. history. On this date in 1969,
sure,
the Apollo 11 blasted off from Cape Kennedy for that first manned mission to the surface of the moon. And, you know, one of the things that's interesting, many things interesting about it, we had a president at that time who, he was dead by then, but who had challenged us within 10 years' time to put a man on the moon. And, my gosh, people took it serious. And within 10 years' time, less than 10 years' time, we did. We put a man on the moon. And I still say it's a marvel to me because technically, I have no idea how things work, and it's amazing to me that they could do that at that time with what they had and the kind of equipment they had. But out of that and all the scientific study and research they did to try to get that person or these guys on the moon,
So many things came out.
Yep,
of
they
that.
Were doing some amazing things in the 1960s and
technological
which still have
advances,
practical applications today.
Probably put the world ahead in some ways in technical 50 or 100 years. I don't know. And maybe more.
Certainly our reliance on computers and the things that they can do.
Yeah, was a lot of that.
Took a quantum leap in that decade.
When I was sitting there last night watching TV and they were showing the footage of Armstrong coming down the ladder, and it occurred to me, who's taking the photos? Who's running the camera? And so I called my son and asked him. He didn't know. And then I got to work this morning, and Jad pointed out that they did have a boom camera, apparently.
There were at least four cameras on that thing.
Yes. And they were,
one of them was,
they come out on arms. Is that the way it worked? In set up?
I believe so.
The guys, you know, or did Armstrong actually...
I don't think they set up a tripod.
Yeah, did Armstrong actually go out there and set them up and then go back and reach
it? I don't think so.
Kind of like when MacArthur came off the landing craft there. No, that was already, they had them deployed.
They did have the journalists deployed for that.
And I was looking at, on a website a while ago of some of the photos that took.
Mm-hmm.
Not the grainy stuff we saw on TV and the black and white with the lines. I saw some of the photos that pretty darn good pictures. Nice color photographs.
Well, there's no atmosphere to get in the way.
It's no wind to blow it, so.
Nope.
So what do you think, Ted? Would you ever like to go to visit the moon? Would you like to go to take a...
No, there's nothing to do there.
Yeah.
Wait till they put an amusement park on it. Then it'll be... Yeah, that'll be worth going.
Yeah, Wichita doesn't have one of those, so yeah, I'll go to the moon for an amusement park.
You'll go if they have a buffet.
If there's a, if there's some kind of space buffet with the intergalactic Mr. Pibb, sure, I'll go.
Yeah, some green cheese to eat.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I don't have a big
I do not have it. I'll let other people blaze that trail.
There are people
I'm fine.
You know, it's like that scene in Close Encounters where that guy jumps on the spaceship. Yeah, I'll go along. Really? I don't think so.
There are so many places on the planet I have not been.
Right.
I don't care about the moon.
No, I haven't.
There are a lot of places right here that I want
right
to see.
Right here in America. You betcha.
I
got a pretty good list of things, and if I get time, I want to go and see them, but the moon's not big on the list. I saw it this morning. I went out to get in my car this morning, and in a full moon,
it was
bright.
Bright and beautiful.
Maybe
in the
it
sky,
was celebrating the fact that America had been to. The moon was celebrating. How about that? All right. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted. And coming up, we've got Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. What's ahead for the 737 MAX brand? It's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online.
Prairie Fire Coffee slaps.
PrairieFireCoffee.com.
Coffee break.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.